So here's the familiar story of the two friends' weary, dejected journey from the scene of the death of Jesus to the familiar old ground of home. It's an event which contrasts the stark difference for those two followers of Jesus between the concept of what might have been and the immense disappointment of the feeling that it had all apparently come to nothing. Of course, Jesus had left behind memorable teaching that would remain in the hearts and minds for a lifetime. He left behind healed, grateful people who would, for their generation, be living proof of the power and compassion of Jesus. He had even raised at least three people from death, and they and those who loved them would probably not hesitate to testify that Jesus possessed divine authority to restore what death had taken away. But it's important for us to remember that these three, Jairus' daughter, the widow's son, and Lazarus, were resuscitated, not resurrected. Christ himself was to be the first to be resurrected, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, as Paul writes in his second letter to the church at Corinth. The distinction is vital. The three were brought back to resume mortal life pretty much as it had been. They would still die again one day. But Christ was resurrected, not merely restored to biological life, but translated into immortal life. Resurrection life is untouched by suffering and pain. It's unaffected by selfishness and injustice. It's impervious to evil and the depredations of age, accident, and disease. But the significance of all of this was completely unknown to the two travellers. Despite being, in their own words, amazed by what the women had reported they had witnessed on Easter morning, their hope had been pinned on what the man Jesus might have achieved. That, it appears, hadn't been enough. And what were they now left with? Dashed hopes, oppressive rulers, a religion for the most part stagnated by settled tradition and a lack of vision, and social conventions that, rather than blessing the poor, the marginalised and the victims of injustice, condemn them to a bleak future, a future without life in all its fullness, without peace that passes all understanding, without hope. And now, the part of the story where hearts burn within and eyes are opened, excitement and physical energy is given to the point that these travellers instantly make the return journey to Jerusalem to verify the amazing news. It is true, the Lord has risen. This reversal of emotion shows just how powerful the truth of the resurrection is. In a house in Emmaus, the realization dawned on two people that despite the present condition of the world, despite the unyielding authority of Rome, despite the largely unethical, ungodly society around them, despite even their own future sufferings and death, Jesus, once killed by those same forces, was alive, not resuscitated to endure the same limitations, not revived to lead a rebellion, but resurrected to prove that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. But what exactly had changed? Hope. Hope welled up again within them, but it wasn't resuscitated hope. Not the same hope they once had restored. This was new hope, born of seeing and believing in the resurrected Jesus. Hope because of the implications of the barrier of death being obliterated. Hope in life, in all its fullness, reaching its glorious eternal fulfillment. This is resurrection hope. And the purpose of this hope, an eternity with God in heaven? Certainly. But resurrection hope also affirms us as God's treasured possession here and now, amidst our present day challenges. And true resurrection hope will never fail to stir us within us a sensitivity to and a passion to respond to Christ's call to serve the present age with the gospel of love, peace, justice and reconciliation. Because resurrection hope is for everyone. Let's pray together. Father God, we give you thanks that for us hope is more than simply hope, but it is a certainty born out of the knowledge of Jesus Christ and all that you have achieved through his resurrection and ascension. We pray that that hope may burn brightly within our lives, that we may show that hope to all who have yet to find it, and through our own lives lived in the image of Christ, we pray that many others will find that this hope will sustain them in all situations, through all circumstances. We make this prayer in his precious name. Amen.